Says.
Hey guys, you're listening to Survey Says. My name is Mel, and as you know by now, this edition of Survey Says, I'd Be the Man, is also co-hosted by Alex McIntosh, aka Tales of a Blonde.
Hey, hey.
This episode is a little bit more on the heavier side of topics, but it's good to talk about, to share experiences and ways of coping with what we are going to be talking about, which is harassment at work, more specifically tailored towards women because, well, that's what we are. Whether it be sexual, verbal, covering all kind of bases.
It is required, however, that we do put a trigger warning out for anyone who is uncomfortable with this topic of conversation. We're going to try and keep it as lighthearted as possible. It's just a very common situation that a lot of people are put in, and it's good to share and know that you're not alone. So be prepared for a lot of stories. We both work in retail, so we experience a lot of different and unique situations.
Indeed. Lots of retail tea to spill.
Oh, a bit too much if you ask me.
True that. So if you're new here, hi. Here's a little rundown of how Survey Says works. For Survey Says, we release a new survey every month, preparing 3 episodes ahead with questions surrounding a different theme each time. It collects the thoughts and opinions of the public, and then we get the pleasure of sharing them with you. The 2 Survey Says editions are I'd Be the Man with Alex, focusing on women's empowerment, feminism, and life experiences, as well as All the Things with Matt Thomas, focusing on nothing specific, just any topic we decide we want to talk about. There is a new episode released each Friday, and you can catch up on what you've missed at surveysayspodcast.com. And with that, let's get into it.
Sweet.
So the topic this week, as we said, is harassment in the workplace. We've decided to title it Workplace Harassment in 2020.
Because some of the statistics that we're looking at is very current as well. So we wanted to highlight that.
And taken from a survey in, you know, this month, like,
it's
very topical. Harassment changes a lot from year to year as well, like just the different generations. And we do cover that because there are different ages that do respond. And we're going to get to that, actually. Yeah. So here's what the survey says. that's ironic, isn't it? What the survey said in relation to just a general overall of who responded to the survey. So 68% of people were in the age range of 18 to 24. And then 32% were in the age ranges between 24 and 54.
And then for our gender respondents, 63% were female, 33% were male, and 4% were other individuals.
Yes, so that's the demographic we are looking at. That's where we have gotten our answers from. So keep that in mind when listening to all the responses. We are going to label each of the responses with the gender and the age, so you know. So first question.
Cool. So our first question was, have you ever experienced sexism or harassment in the industry, whether it be towards yourself or another person you know? If you'd like to share this experience, please do. And we got a few responses.
We did. From responses to this question, not everyone who said yes, or a lot of people who said yes, gave us an extended response. But then for everyone who said no, didn't, because obviously there was no story to tell. So first off, we'll go through the survey responses and then we'll get to our experiences and stuff afterwards. Alex, would you like to begin? Say the first response there?
Yeah. So our first response was male, and he was in the age range of 18 to 24. And he says, plenty of women that I have worked with have been at the receiving end of unwanted and inappropriate male behaviours, these being in the retail sector. Relatable.
Yeah, just as people who work in retail.
Yeah, definitely been there, done that. Don't want to go back with that situation.
Our next responder is a female in the ages 18 to 24. She says, I work as a barista and there's been a couple of times that someone, usually male, will assume that the guy I work with is the one in charge of the barista station, when it is, in fact, me in charge. They literally refuse to believe a female is capable of making good coffee. SMH.
Shaking my head. Me
Shaking
too.
Shaking my head.
Me yeah, too.
I've gotten that a lot in the ways of I work in retail, I am female, and customers just won't listen to me unless they talk to any kind of male.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, I know the same thing. Just like, let me be.
Our next respondent is a male in the age range of 24 to 35. I know this person, Andy. So he says, guys constantly hitting on girls, only wanting to be served by hot girls. I've kicked 4 guys out of my store over the last 3 weeks for eyeing up one girl I have currently working in my store.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
So next respondent is a male in between the ages 18 to 24. He says, this is a long one, so stay with me. Working as a student helper at one of the big unis, I see sexism when students ask for help and refuse to cooperate with the female coworker. The answers they give the student are not good enough or are not helpful. However, when I step in and say that my coworker was right and this is what they need to do, it's all sunshine and rainbows. One guy even shook my hand for just saying that she is correct, you need to do this. It also comes in similar forms where they will walk past female coworkers to come speak to me or another male coworker. This to me screams sexist, and they clearly have more respect for me simply because I'm a man than they do my equal or even longer serving female coworkers.
That's really cool that that's coming from a man perspective as well, to, for him
and they
to point
can
out.
See that.
Yeah, because that's a bit uncommon sometimes in workplaces for a guy to be like, okay, that was sexist. I don't like that. So,
yeah.
Our next one is a female, and she's in the age range of 35 to 44. And she says, so many times, everything from people assuming I couldn't do something because I'm female, to assuming I was responsible for domestic tasks because I'm female, to inappropriate comments, inappropriate touching, taking photos of me while I was working, continuous questions about when I was planning to have children, etc.
Wow.
Oh, honey. Oh, no.
It's hard, isn't it?
That's my mum has the same at her work too. It's just that, like, that generation as well, because of the way they grew up, they're not very woke.
Right.
That's what you call it.
No, yeah, like, yeah. Well, I mean, as our generation would say, woke. Yeah,
they ain't woke.
Another female in the ages 45 to 54 says, I was replaced during maternity leave. Ouch.
I don't think that's allowed, actually.
It's not. So so with like maternity leave, you can get replacements in like for the time that they have requested for maternity leave. So, and people normally would, when they start their job, they are aware that it is like a 12-month contract covering maternity leave. So then when the mother comes back to work, her job is still there.
That's the whole point.
Yeah. It's just covering their job while they're away. And I guess it's then the company's job to decide whether they want to keep this person in another sector of the company or like create a job or whatever. Either way, person comes in to relieve, come back, still has job. That's how it's meant to work. That's so silly.
The next respondent is from a male in the age range of 45 to 54. And his response was, thinking back to the late 90s and early 2000s, there'd be something that happened almost every day that would result in immediate dismissal today, be it harassment, prejudice, bias, all manner of poor form human behavior. So it's much improved now, but still mountains of work to do due to the fact that there is still many ignorant morons out there.
Very true.
Very, very, very true.
Coming from that age range, yeah, and the thinking back to that time, we have definitely come a long way.
We definitely
In what we tolerate and what we speak up on as well. And I mean, like referencing the T-Swizz, Taylor Swift, Queen Almighty, like she speaks out. And that there are lots of, what's the word? Like people to look up to in the industry. Inspirational people.
Inspirational people.
That speak out like Taylor Swift, and different people in the music industry, acting industry, who make it okay to speak up about those things. We'll go into Taylor Swift's sexual harassment case later, actually.
Yeah, that would be...
We can talk about that,
actually. I just rewatched that last night, so that's good.
Yeah.
All right, especially some of the things she says about, like, victims, so we'll go... Okay, yeah. Let's continue. Your turn.
Well, we're up to the last response for this one. So, have you ever experienced sexism or harassment in the industry, whether it be towards yourself or another person? If you'd like to share the experience, please do. She says, yes, in the ages of 45 to 54. She says, as a physio, I am a servant to do whatever the person requires. Apparently, I know nothing and only do massage at the patient request.
Massaging and like that kind of like chiropractic area takes so much like science. Oh, yeah. And like, huh, I don't even, it just,
I do crazy. Believe this is my auntie who is a physio. She's Annie great. Kelly? No, but she was another answer here. Annie Meza. She's been a physio for years. She's got a bachelor in this and a master in that and a bachelor in this and a master in that.
She's girl boss.
Oh, yeah. Like, I've gone in for massages because, like, that's just, I don't need any kind of extra help with anything. I don't have any issues, so I don't need... really physio help. I just go in because I need a massage sometimes. And last time I went in, I was like, thank you so much for doing this, you know, putting aside some time. She's like, yo, this is like a walk in the park. Like, this is mindless work for me. Like, this isn't a challenge. I just do this.
Yeah.
And I was like the thing, like, she helps people walk again.
Wow.
You know,
that's
like,
so awesome.
I dislocated my knee back in 2016, I do believe.
Oh, and, girl.
Yeah. And then I didn't walk on it for like too long. And basically the muscle in my knee like deteriorated. And so when I took the brace off and went to go walk again, I couldn't. So yeah, it was very frustrating. But yeah, she taught me how to use my right leg again.
We love a queen.
Just in general.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go into our experiences now. Let's elaborate on what we've... Actually, before we do that, I lied. Let's do the overall percentages of what people said. All right, so from the survey and the question specifically, have you ever experienced sexism or harassment in the industry? 58% of people said yes. And 42% said no.
And then of the people who said yes... 61% of those people were female and 39% of those people were male. And then of the people who said no, 58% of those were female and 33% of those were male. And 8% were other individuals.
So now that we're actually at the part that I keep jumping ahead to, let's talk about our experiences.
Oh boy, oh boy. I definitely resonated with a lot of that. Did you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, completely. It's, well, I mean, the reason we're doing this episode is because we have so much to talk about.
Well, I had my first job at McDonald's when I was 14.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time, my first job at McDonald's when I was 14. And I'll never forget, I think I was six. I was definitely 16 when this happened. I got a award at the Christmas party for girl who gets the most numbers because I used to get numbers from older men. Older men with jobs, older men in their 30s. And I was too nice and didn't know how to deal with this because I was always brought up to be the nice girl, like be the person, you know, don't make a scene, don't cause a scene, don't be argumentative. But like now that I think about it, I just kind of want to go back and yell at them like, ew.
And just be like, excuse me, what gives you the right to think that that's okay?
And why was it encouraged when I was 16? Like, yeah, you got the most numbers. Here's an award for it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like, you think I enjoyed that?
I never took that award home too. I left it.
Oh my goodness. As you would. I don't blame you.
So you work in retail as well?
Oh, do I ever? It's all I've worked in. jokes. I have also been in hospitality. However, when I worked in hospitality, I was quite young. So like, I think until I was 18, I was in hospitality. But I was running food. So just bringing food to tables. I wasn't a waitress, so I wasn't taking orders or anything. I was literally just delivering food to tables.
A server.
Yeah, so I didn't take requests from customers. The only request I would take was, do you want sauce? Like, and so I didn't really get in the kind of situation for that to happen. And my uniform was like all black, long pants, button up. So there was no kind of, I guess, reason for people to act and do anything. However, at that job, females were paid less than men.
Oh.
So I got the job there with my brother at the same time. And how we got the job is through his girlfriend who was a girl. And so there, she's, I think, just a little bit older than him. Anyway, so when we started at the same time, I mean, I was younger, so I was getting paid less, which made sense. But he was basically the same age as this girl. And as soon as we started, he was getting paid more than her, doing the same job, just getting paid more. And well, the only difference was the fact that he was a guy.
That's still a thing though. I was just at a job last year in management and it was a menswear company and all the guy managers got paid way more and they used to just say, oh, it's because he's experienced, but it's like, I'm doing more work than these people. If not,
yeah,
equal, at least like they're, if they're a good worker, I'm doing as equal as they are. And they just be like, no, it's because of experience. Don't bring it into this light. And yeah.
It's like, honey, I think I know.
I think I'm old enough and smart enough to know that that is not right. Definitely one thing that comes with working in hospitality and retail, anything with customer service, this isn't a pick on retail because I love working in retail. It's just the unwanted attention from, even if you're a guy, females, and if you're a girl, males, like the whole, you're cute, can I have your number? Because you're being really nice to me, serving me. And I hate that. I hate that so much. Like, you're paid to be nice to people. You're paid to give them a service because you're representing them. You know, you're representing a company.
It's like, it feels like a compliment the first time.
At the time. Yeah, the first time it does. You're like, oh, cool.
Like, it's never happened to me, ever. Oh. No one has ever asked for my number in any situation. Like, honestly, I've only ever had one guy hit on me in a club. Like, seriously. So yeah. I haven't received the same kind of attention you have.
Definitely unwanted.
Well, I mean, yeah. So in a way, I'm kind of glad because I don't want to deal with that. But yeah, you have an experience with that.
So at my last job as well, the same one, menswear, I honestly like wasn't interested in anything at the time. And just like, I like helping guys get clothes. Like, it's so fun. Like, some of the customers I had were just great guys. They were just out for a laugh, out for a lull, just regulars and stuff. And so one day I had this guy, I got no vibe. Usually you can get a vibe when someone's about to ask you a number, then you know how to act. No vibe, like super nice guy, just helping him get an entire outfit. And he was like, yeah, thank you, blah, 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 see ya. And I was like, okay, nice meeting you, see ya. See you next time. And then I went on my break and I have an account for my blog on Instagram, Tales of a Blonde. And I don't know how, but my name on the receipt is only Alex. It's only Alex. It's not my full name. It's not Alexandria.
Yeah.
And he found the Tales of a Blonde account and DM'd me on there and was like, hey, you just served me. Want to go out sometime? I was like, how did you find this? And he's like, your name is so uncommon. And I'm like, it's a unisex name. Oh, no.
What?
And then I had to block him and I got walked to the bus stop with my boss. She took me because I was so scared.
Oh, my God. That's a bit much.
I don't know how, because I didn't have Tinder. I didn't have like anything besides. Yeah,
there was like no connection to your last name or even to.
No.
Maybe you had some kind of mutual friend.
But we didn't. Something. I was looking at it like last month in my blocked accounts section, and there was no mutuals. And I remember there not being mutuals and me going, wait a damn minute.
That's creepy. Weird.
Like, it's different if he would pull me aside and be like, hey, can I grab your number on Instagram? I would have been like, oh, no, but thank you so much. But, like,
yeah,
out of nowhere,
you went and
you just served me. And I'm like, oh, honey, no. I feel that's like not it.
Yeah, it would have been different if he came back to the store and was like, hey, you just served me. Thought you were kind of cute. I was wondering if I could get your number. And you'd be like, no, you know, appreciate it, but no, thank you. That's, yeah. You know, and then he kindly be like, okay, not a problem. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah.
To finding. And then did it progress from there? Did he keep
trying to contact? No, I blocked him. Nah, right, thank God. Like, really grateful for that, because that was definitely a worry and a concern, especially working in a center that was kind of middle of nowhere.
Yeah. No, fair enough. How interesting. That's one of my favorite stories of yours, like,
oh yeah.
It's not like in quotation,
it's the most,
like,
entertaining story, like, yeah. I've got quite a lot.
It's the most what the hell, like, yeah, really kind of story. I'm glad it ended up being harmless.
Thank you. Well, the next one I have to tell isn't harmless.
Go for it. Let's
I'm just going to go right into it. So I started at this job I'm at now, which I absolutely adore. Just want to put it out there. So I was happily finishing one of my shifts on my first week there. And I had worked in this center previously for like 7 years. So I'm very familiar with it. And I was outside the bus stop and I was drinking some water, and this old man stumbles upon me and goes, oh, can I be that water bottle? And I was like, huh? No, no. And he goes, you're so beautiful and sexy. Have a good day. And I kind of just ignored it because I'm like, oh, I don't want to be yelling at an old man. And also, like, I don't know. You don't know if he's got something wrong with him or if he's just, like, you know, just old-fashioned in that sense, that would just go up to people and say that, because, you know, my grandpa does that sometimes. And then, like, he just kept doing it every single day, and he found where I worked and he would just, like, walk past and, like, say stuff. And then one day I go up to him, I'm like, when he came up to me, I was like, stop. Like, I walked away and he was like, you're the first woman that said something. And I was like, because it's not right. And then I went to report him and the security turned to me and was like, we can't do anything because our cameras are pretty bad, but, you know, just maybe take it to the police if you want, but there's nothing we can do. But it was on their property. So
yeah.
It's a bit like, okay, so if a guy got, like, shot or, like, punched, you would definitely have the footage for that. But a girl gets harassed, but there's nothing that you can do about it. Okay.
What?
Yeah, I'll never forget that, like, management astounding. Came into my store and he was like, oh, yeah, I know you reported it, but there's nothing that we can do. And I'm like, oh, okay, what if something worse happened to me? You're lucky I'm a very strong person.
Yeah. Wow.
It's like, it doesn't feel real.
How do these things happen to you?
I'm always getting put in, like, these random, awful situations. Like, there's just so many.
These are just the
funny ones. Not even the serious funny ones that are like, what the hell?
I mean, yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm glad you can kind of find some entertainment in these situations, because you kind of have to.
You have to get through them because they're, like, scary as well.
No, exactly right. Being, like, I've been in uncomfortable situations like that, not outside of work, but when working.
Yeah,
100%. People think that it's okay to, like, look, having a joke with a customer service person, you know, just trying, you know, chit chat, blah, 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 you know. But for some reason, I don't know why, if this is a normal thing, but I find it weird when old men make a joke and then wink at me.
Oh, 100%.
The context is weird. Like, they'll make some kind of. Like, one guy, literally, I was like, oh, would you like a bag for 15 cents? And he was like, oh, nah, left, you know, my wife's my bag or something like that. And then he winked at me.
That's not, like, funny.
Do you think that's funny? Your wife doesn't think it's funny.
It's hard because it's like with old men, it's like it's their age kind of thing. And they don't know better.
Yeah. They don't know how strong and powerful our generation are as women and how loud we are about things or how comfortable we feel with coming forth about our uncomfortabilities. Yeah. With those things, I let them slide because I'm sure that deep down they don't mean anything by it, but it just makes me uncomfortable.
100%.
Like, I don't know why you're winking and smiling at me after making a obviously not funny joke. Yeah. Like,
it's weird. Weird. But in saying that, the roles are in fact reverse. Men experience this with women. So in the other, in the same job that I'm referring to today, most of the time, I had this beautiful casual that I used to manage. And he works out, he's a model, he's gorgeous inside and out, and he's really good at what he does. And when I say he's really good at what he does, like, he's amazing at customer service, but
he's got that charisma.
He has, like, that charisma, and yeah. It's perfect. It's perfect for the industry. And every single time he would work without fail, a female would come in and shop for her husband, even when her husband would be there, and she'd be like, oh, can you model this for me? Oh, you can just take your shirt off, blah, blah, blah. And he'd be like, like, have a joke about it because he's used to it. But I'm like, dude, that's, like, not okay. Like, yeah, girls shouldn't be saying that to you. Like, for you to model and then them to smell you and be like, oh, what are you wearing? You smell so good. Like, that's weird. That's weird. Like, it's just as weird. Me neither. I didn't like it. And I was just kind of standing there and I was like, huh? And because I obviously didn't, I never do that. So I'm not familiar with that happening. My mum doesn't do that kind of stuff. So then when I saw it, it was the first time I've seen it. And then it gave me that perspective of going, oh, men experience it as well, which is crazy that it's that doesn't happen that as much, I think. But yeah, not good.
What else have I got here of Mel's lovely experiences of the retail life? I think most of these, look, some even come from females, like discrimination. Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Like from female to female. So, for example, I had this one female customer. So the store that I work at is relaxed on what we wear. It's like casual outfits. And because I'm behind the counter, I can kind of get away with wearing just whatever makes me comfortable. And especially during summer, it's really, really hot. And so I like to wear shorts. Well, God forbid.
God forbid you wear shorts, Mel.
So this one day I was wearing my shorts and I will admit they are a little bit too short, but I was behind the counter and I don't move from behind the counter. So, like, you can't really see them. You can just see kind of from waist up. Anyway, I was serving this lady and she purchased this item that was quite large. And so I took a step back so she could see my lower half of my body. And the transaction was already a bit, like, iffy because she was purchasing this thing with, like, a bunch of gift cards, but they were, like, gift cards that were on her phone. And so to get the barcode, I had to take, and this was, like, right at the beginning of, like, coronavirus kind of stuff as well. And so it was kind of iffy touching phones and, you know, she wanted to use, like, 20 bloody gift cards. Anyway, so I had to move the scanner around to scan her phone and literally had to do that 20 times. Anyway, so I just kind of got with the situation and she was getting a bit impatient as well. So it was already kind of like, like a weird transaction. And anyway, it finishes and I had to take a step back because it's a large item to put into the bag. And I take a step back and she goes, "Ooh, they let you wear those shorts to work. How cool." And I was are you commenting on the shortness of my shorts that aren't even that short? Why is that?
Like, how is that affecting your day?
Why do you have to comment on my shorts? Why? Like,
why say anything when you can just be quiet? You know?
That's exactly right. It's like, how does she think that makes me feel? I've had other things as well. So, like, just not, like, obviously this is different. Like, sexual harassment is kind of what you've experienced in the workplace. I've kind of experienced just like harassment in general, I guess you could say. I'm not sure how you would categorize it. But I have, all right, this is kind of, all right, I'll just say it. And then you could, y'all can decide for yourself. So a lot of the time I work in a place that deals with a lot of products that come in and out. A lot of people want refunds, exchanges, faulty products, all that jazz. And people don't like following the Australian consumer law or our 30-day return and exchange policy, even though it's the law. Yeah. Anyway, so you get a lot of people being like, I want to return this out of the return period and it's been open and used, but, you know, I want my money back, so you should give me my money back. So I was trying to deal with these customers. It was a married couple. They were a bit older. And I was just trying to explain to them. They were telling me the issue and I was like, all right, well, for the next step to happen, you need to do this, that, and the other. And they were like, you're not listening to me. They were like, you don't know how to do your job. I was like, I do know how to do my job. I've been doing this job for a few months now. This is what I know. And like, no, the other guy told me, why don't you just do this? And I was like, they've done their job. I'm now doing mine. Yeah. This is the next step, blah, blah, blah. And they just kept being like, you don't know your job. You don't know what you're doing. And I was like, I took a step back and like the whole line is like looking at me. And I took a step back. I'm like, okay, not a problem. I'll get a manager for you. Just wait to the side because I have a line of people to follow. A line of people behind you to serve. And they just silently moved to the side after I raised my voice. And I was just like, don't tell me I can't do my job. Like, you don't know me. And then there's also been lots of instances where my direct manager to my department is female, but she is quite high up in the management of our store. Anyway, so she has all the power to do everything and say what goes. And sometimes she comes up and she's dealing with mostly it's male customers, telling them what the deal, you know, what the haps is, what the deal is. You have to do this. We can do that. But then they'll get angry and then they won't listen to anyone until a male manager comes up and explains the exact same thing to them. And then they're happy. And it's
just like, I don't understand it.
Do
really?
People not believe that females can have some kind of say and we know shit?
Yeah.
Where did that get lost in translation? Who decided that we didn't know things?
It's so weird. Like, I don't understand it. Like, lucky where I am now, it's all a whole female team. So it's really good in the sense because everyone has, like, respects each other. But, it's just weird how, like, a guy can say it and then instantly it's like, oh, well, he's obviously right, but she's wrong. Like, I'm sorry. Come again. Please repeat. It's just like, it just really I don't know. Yeah. It just really doesn't sit well with me a lot of the time, especially when I hear like friends and like even my mum herself has had one too many experiences in a workplace. Yeah. Just guys.
Look, the older you get, the more time you spend in the workplace, the more experiences you're just going to rack up, unfortunately. And different industries experience different kinds of harassment. Like being in retail, it's clearly very face-to-face, you know, kind of general stuff, like situational. But you can get to like very male-dominated industries, like the music industry and the media industry.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's just hard.
Corporate as well. Like, mum works with pretty much an all-male team. She's one of the only female bosses. And just some of the stuff she's told me, just little comments they'd make in the workplace about, you know, her bra or, like, something like that. It's just like, how is this all appropriate? Like, how are you getting away with this? Like, how is that allowed? Just makes me, like, feel so gross. That's why it's like, if you find yourself in a workplace, that is equal, like where I'm at now, like just be very grateful and just do the best you can and respect others around you, I guess, at the end of the day. But oh my goodness.
All right. So that was fun little chit chat sharing thing. I hope you guys got some kind of, I'm not feeling so alone now. We everyone goes through these kinds of things and it sucks and I wish we didn't. But yeah, those are my experiences. Those are Alex's experiences. Hopefully we can all come together and learn and you know what I mean. So in conjunction, big words, Mel.
Oh,
with that question. It was kind of a question that followed on from that question. It wasn't a different question. It's, if you have experienced sexism or harassment, what industry do you work in? So I put a big list of different things for people to check. And the top response, 22% of people said hospitality, which makes sense.
Makes so much sense.
When you're in, especially at like bars and where alcohol is involved.
Yeah.
People tend to get a bit more vocal.
And just don't know boundaries as well. It's a big thing why I don't drink, because I can't deal with being in an environment like that where people just like don't know how to deal.
I feel exactly the same. I feel so out of control and people just do things and I can't control it.
11% were in corporate. Very self-explanatory on that.
I feel like that's more on the part of like sexism, like choosing or being more respectful toward the male leaders than the female. And then 7% were in retail, which is what you and I are in.
Yeah.
And then 8% of people who decided to answer that question said haven't been. Haven't experienced either. Yeah. And then
wish I was that 8%.
Yeah. I feel that. And then 8% of people said other, and then wrote down what industry they're in. And those industries included the travel industry, home, so I guess working from home. 2 people said education. Someone said the army. 2 people said the health industry. And then community services.
I definitely feel like it's a lot better now in this world, but there's still a lot of work to do. But it's much better than when like our parents were teenagers.
Yeah. So we did a bit of research, and some research that we found in an article on ABC from 2018. So it's 2 years ago, but it's still relevant. The statistics say that 81% of reported sexual harassment cases over the past 5 years, so between 2013 to 2018, are from the information, media, and telecommunications industry. So
that is one of your industries, Mel.
I'm working on the media, getting in the media sector of things. I'm not too sure. I didn't really say why that was. I think maybe because it's a very male-dominated industry, those ones. And so I feel like when women are in it, we are kind of discounted and are kind of like, oh, they're not smart enough kind of thing. Like, honey, I can do a 2x2 Rubik's Cube.
Oh, honey, she just learned how to do a Rubik's Cube.
Just going to throw that in there. Speaking of
that industry, people, just like the person who inspired our whole segment on this podcast, Taylor Swift, definitely.
Oh, yes.
Is that's such right, a good example of someone in that industry who's experienced all of the above.
So she was sexually assaulted by this guy.
Radio DJ.
Yeah. Basically, they were taking a photo together and he lifted up her skirt and put his hand on her bare butt. And she came out about it and she...
He lost his job. Yeah. And then he sued her for millions of dollars and then she countersued him for $1.
Yeah. So clearly she was just trying to make... The point wasn't the money. You know, she just wanted to get it across that, like,
this is not right.
I'm here to make the right thing happen. She ended up winning.
And so many victims, like, in a court, like, that process for her was just crazy. And she said that there was a photo and there was, like, 9 witnesses. So people who didn't have a witness or any record of, like...
Yeah, like, imagine the people who aren't in that fortunate part of an unfortunate situation. Like, she was like, what if it was just you and the example? Person. Yeah. Well, the person who assaulted. It's like, it's your word against theirs. Mm. And whatever kind of evidence you can find. So it can be really hard. People like that, like Taylor spoke up about it. And now a lot of people have come out and expressed what they went through and encouraged them to not keep quiet anymore, which I think is really, really great.
Definitely helped me and other females and men speak up about that kind of stuff, because...
Which is great.
Get so taken back and don't know how to, you know...
How to deal with it.
You don't know, because when you're in the moment, it shocks you, takes you by surprise, and you don't know what to say. And they're like, why didn't you say anything? It's like, I was in shock.
Yeah, it's like, do I say something? I don't know. Yeah. And then let's go through the other... I'll go through another few of the industries that are on this leaderboard, so to speak. There's arts and recreation services at 49%. Retail trade is at 42%.
Education and training is at 39%.
There you go. And then professional scientific and technical services are 18%. Construction, 17%. And then rental, hiring and real estate services at 13%. At the lowest of this survey, the research that this article had done. So that's cool to see some more statistics from people who aren't us and who didn't take our survey of what it's really like out there. There are so many industries. I didn't realize
so many. When you narrow it down, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So just hope it starts to get a bit better.
Yeah.
Because it's always hard doing a job and going into work really anxious about the day because of things like that. When you shouldn't be thinking of that, you should be thinking of work. But, you know,
yeah, it's hard. I think what I want people to take away from this podcast, to the people who haven't been harassed and to the people who have, or the people who have harassed people, is kind of just be sympathetic, empathetic, think about other people and their actions and how they can be taken. Because in retail, like say you make a funny kind of joke about your wife, you don't know how many times I've actually heard that joke. Like that could be the third time I've heard that joke today. That could be the fourth time someone's winked at me and I've been uncomfortable. That could be the third time someone thought I was stupid and couldn't do my job.
And you don't know what people go through at the end of the day. So it's just like how we take our jobs. Like you don't know what a customer's gone through. But it's just at the end of the day.
But like just like the way that we know what we don't know what they've been through. So we treat every customer like they are the first customer we've served that day.
Yeah.
You know, I try not to let the last customer who got me fired up, you know, ruin the interaction I have with my next customer, because it's not the next customer's fault that the person before them was an asshole. Just like it's not my fault that your husband was being a dick that day and you decided that you were going to take it out on me. You know, I guess kind of just think before you act, because you don't know what someone's been through that day or anything like that.
And I just think that, you know, if you have been in a really uncomfortable situation, that you're not alone and you definitely should speak up about it, even if it's just to like tell the other manager, because then maybe they can be more aware of it and change where you are.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So yeah, so I guess then to the people who are in our position, like, I don't know, we just got to do this. We just got to vent about it and know that we're not alone.
You're not alone, and girls, I guess, and guys.
Try not to take it personally. when people do attack you, like I guess in an attacking way, like harassment, in the ways of telling you can't do your job, try not to take it personally because they don't know you. You know,
no, and their opinion is really invalid.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, you know you can do your job. And if a customer chooses a male manager's opinion over yours, then just know that that's just what they don't know you. They don't actually know how smart you are and how capable you are of handling that situation. And then for males on the opposite side, like you guys are so, it's so unseen and so unspoken of male harassment, because statistically majority of harassments are males harassing females. But we do see you.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in this podcast, it's just female to female, so we don't really have much male input.
But it's definitely equal. It definitely happens to every individual out there, no matter what you identify as. Unfortunately, this is just such a hard... It's a hard world.
Isn't it just?
But nonetheless, I think everyone needs to speak up about it and share stories and just make each other feel like they're not alone.
And heard and understood.
And heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, that is it for this episode on workplace harassment in 2020. Don't forget to follow the website, surveysayspodcast.com. There's also a Facebook page and Instagram for the podcast. It's all linked in the website.
You can follow me on Instagram at talesofablonde with an underscore and www.talesofablonde.com.
Wow, wow, so many words were spoken today.
What a roller coaster.
Well, yeah, thanks, Alex, again for this episode.
No, thank you.
We are in this together now. I'd be the man. Service says I'd be the man.
This topic is definitely something that I very much care about and think it needs to be spoken about more. But yeah, just keep getting through it, guys.
Just keep swimming, as Dory
just keep swimming.
Would say. And then, yeah, you can subscribe to the podcast on your podcast app, which will be either Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Yeah, and if you subscribe, you will get a notification when the episode goes live.
Hells yeah.
And if you subscribe to the website, you'll get an email when a blog post is posted and when an episode is up and all that jazz.
Yay.
Yeah, and Alex now has access to the Instagram, so content.
I'd be posting content.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you.
Also, if you guys have any kind of comments, feel free to let us know. We have a lot of feedback form places and stuff on our websites and on Facebook. Send a message on any kind of social media. We're listening. If you wanted like a part two where we do involve more of a male opinion, that'd be cool. Let us know. Yeah. Other than that, that is all. All right. Bye, guys.